Harrock, we're on a shit show.
Chief Apothecary Fabius of the Third Legion stepped through the smoke, bolt pistol snarling, the arms of his chirurgian backpack clicking and whirring. The targeting overlay in his helmet flickered and spun across the curve of his eye, choosing targets with mechanical precision. He fired without thought and without hesitation, for all that he had once fought alongside his opponents. They had been allies once, it was true. Now, they were obstacles, and they would be treated accordingly. Harrock didn't reply. He barely did. World Eater wore no helmet, and his scarred, blood-spattered features were slack and uninterested, despite his exertions as he followed Fabius through the corridors of the monument, striking down any who got too close to the chief apothecary. Gore-stained fingers reached up to swipe a few errant droplets of blood from his pitted cheek. His eyes were mismatched, the result of a lack of proper materials, Fabius recalled. Still, as long as they both worked, Harrock hardly had room for complaint. Not that he would have, even if he'd been able. In gentler years, Harrock Contides had been preeminent amongst the apothecaries and psychosurgeons of the 12th Legion. He had helped oversee the implantation of the Butcher's Nails in his fellow World Eaters. Now, he was numbered amongst the consortium of the Primogenitor. As far as Fabius was concerned, it was a step up. He never bothered to ask what Harrock thought about it.
Keep up! Keep moving, you sluggards!
Fabius kicked one of the scrambling, flopping, malformed things, neither human nor mutant, which flowed around him like a river of abused flesh and altered muscle. They loped down the corridor towards the enemy. The receiver of his kick whined in protest, and he crushed its skull with a casual blow from one of the chirurgeon's arms. He paid no heed to its twitching carcass as he strode over it. They were chattel, nothing more. Slaves, thralls, and mad beasts, cut and crafted into more useful shapes.